Welcome back. I'm your host, Alyssa, and this is Walking in the Sun with God. And today, we're going to be talking about a verse memorization technique that I call the three-way technique. Now, this is a technique that I kind of made up, or it might actually be out there somewhere, but I just kind of found this out on my own through some experimentation because I, like a lot of people, really struggle with memorizing verses. So I messed around with some techniques, like I said, and now here I am with a good technique that I really want to share with you guys. So without further ado, let's jump right in. So this technique, like I said, I call the three-way memorization technique. Now, how you do this is actually really simple. So the first thing I did was I chose a couple of verses and I typed them out on a document, whether it's Word or Google Docs or Pages or whatever it is that you use. I just typed them out and I put at the top, memorize. Then I actually printed out that page. So I actually have an actual page with the verse or verses on it that I want to memorize. And that way I'm not distracted by being on like technology where a message could come in, an email could come in, an ad could pop up or whatever it is that could distract me. And I'm also out of the Bible. And I know that sounds kind of bad, but what I mean by that is I'm not trying to read the verse amongst all the other verses that could, you know, draw my eye or draw my attention. I'm solely focused on that verse or verses that I want to memorize. Then if I have multiple verses on the page, I just pick like the first one. And what I do is I read it out loud 3 times. I just read it. I don't try to do it from memory or whatever. I read it 3 times out loud. And then I like cover the page or I flip the page over. And then I try to recite it 3 times without looking now that I've read it 3 times out loud. And that is the whole technique. It is super simple. So I actually want to walk through this technique with you. So I have my memorization page right here next to me, and I'm going to choose just a very short verse on this page. That way it's not super long. And it's also a verse that I really love. So the verse that we're going to do is Psalm 141:3. Now, if you want to follow along in your Bibles, I am using the NLT Bible translation. Because I know that some people out there, like myself, it's very hard to read along in a Bible if the translations don't match. So, I am using the NLT Bible translation. So, let's go ahead and either read along or just listen. If you're driving, running, working out, whatever it is, you can just listen and let's do this. So, Psalm 141:3, take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Psalm 141:3. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Psalm 141:3. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Now I'm flipping my page over. I don't know if you guys can hear that or not. I did flip my page over, and if you couldn't hear it, then please just trust me. So now let's try to recite it 3 times. Psalm 141:3. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Psalm 141:3. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. Psalm 141:3. Take control of what I say, O Lord, and guard my lips. There you have it. That is the whole technique. You just print it out, you type it out, you print it out, and then you really just, you read it 3 times out loud, and then you go into try to reciting it 3 times. Now, if you are just learning the verse, you might have to read it out loud more than 3 times before you're able to recite it fully. You're going to get, you know, confused or tongue-tied because you're still learning the verse, and that's okay. But this method really does help you memorize the verses because you're focusing on reading it and you're reading it out loud, which really engages a lot more senses and brain activity than just reading it in your head. And then you're flipping that over and you're just continuing what you were doing, but you're not looking at it anymore. It's kind of, you're kind of getting into like an autopilot sensation because you've already said it out loud a few times. So that is the three-way memorization technique. Now, this technique isn't going to work for everyone, and that's okay. And it doesn't work for everyone because everyone learns differently. And I learned a little bit differently from a group of people back when I was young. I used to do Awanas, which is put on by some churches. It's not necessarily a youth group, but it's for younger kids, and it's kind of like a once-a-week Bible study get-together. I guess it is kind of a youth group, but it's not. look it up. They'll explain it a lot better. But churches, some churches do something called Awanas, and I did Awanas. And part of our lesson time was memorizing the verse that they had that was for that week in the little booklets that we had. I really struggled with it because I just didn't memorize the way that they kind of taught us, and it was always very hard for me to memorize verses. And yes, I would do it. I could get like the shorter ones, but the longer ones, I really couldn't do it. And then I was really bummed because I didn't do it, and then I also didn't get the candy that was the reward. So it was just like a super bumming time. But I really just learned that I learn a little bit differently. I am also that way in school. And now I, like I said, I experimented, and now I have this technique. But some other techniques out there that might help you are, some people will record themselves reading the verse or whatever it is, and then they'll listen to it just like you listen to a song and you learn and memorize the lyrics like that. That's a memorization technique. There is the repeat after me technique. So you could grab a parent, a friend, a coach, a mentor, a spouse, a boyfriend, a girlfriend, and have them do this with you. So a repeat after me technique. There is the three-way technique, or some people learn by just reading it over and over and over again. Some people are literally, it's just simple. Just read it continuously and you'll get it. And yeah, that's literally all I have. I know this episode's a little rambly, but I really hope that the technique portion of this episode was clear and that it makes sense and that it really helps some of you guys out there. So thank you for joining me, guys, and I will see you next time.